This is Serko Limited full year result announcement. This conference is being recorded. Today we will hear from Darrin Grafton, Serko's CEO, and Susan Putt, Serko's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to today's results presentation for the year ended 31st of March 2018, our 2018 financial year. My name is Darrin Grafton. I'm Serko's CEO, and I'm here with Susan Putt, Serko's CFO. You should have your presentation that we released to the NZX earlier this morning in front of you. We'll walk you through the presentation over the next 20 minutes. Please start at slide three. We're extremely pleased with what we've achieved over the year. We've delivered our promised profit and ended the year recording a profit before tax of $2 million on total income, including our grants of $19.3 million. We've maintained our laser focus on execution of our strategy and readied our technology for the global marketplace. We expected to achieve break-even in the second half with our expansion plans. The actual results were an EBITDA profit of $2.2 million versus a first half result of $1.3 million. The difference was primarily attributed to savings associated with the timing of new hires, as well as some other operating efficiencies. The cost associated with new hires is expected to be incurred in the first half of FY19 as we execute on our Northern Hemisphere contracts. Susan will give you a more detailed review of the financial results for the year. I will then give you an update on key strategic developments and then cover the outlook for the 2019 financial year. We'll then have time for questions at the end. For now, I'll pass over to Susan to cover slide four.
Hi. Slide four provides an overview of our key metrics. As you can see, we had a solid performance against all metrics with the results for the full year, continuing our strong story from our first half. Some metrics are marginally down from the first half. The second half is our weaker half due to seasonality of December and January holiday period affecting corporate travel. This can have the effect of reducing revenue by up to the equivalent of one month. However, revenue in the second half of FY18 was $9.2 million and exceeded our first half revenue of $9.1 million, reflecting our underlying business growth. Our total operating revenue for the year at $18.3 million was within guidance range that we gave at the half year of $18 to $19 million. I will cover our key metrics at a high level and then go into more detail in the following slides. Net profit before tax for the full year of $2 million represented a $5.3 million turnaround from the loss of $3.3 million last year. ATMR, which provides an indicator of future growth potential of Serko's recurring revenue, reached a peak of $18.4 million in February. Transactions across our travel platform grew 20% last year and contributed to a 28% increase in total operating revenue to $18.3 million. Reoccurring revenues represent approximately 90% of total operating revenue at $16.4 million and were up 27% on the prior year's $12.9 million. Total income, including grants and other revenue sources, was $19.3 million. R&D spend was $4.9 million, down 16% from the prior year. The capitalized portion was minimal at $0.4 million, with the majority expensed. R&D spend represents 27% of revenue for the period. Operating costs also decreased 6% over last year, and coupled with accelerating revenues, meant we were cash flow positive and profitable for the year. Performance of the business indicates the success of our strategy, and we are in a good place moving forward to support our growth plans. Moving to slide five. The graph on the left shows transaction volumes. The strong upward trend continues. As mentioned earlier, transaction volumes are up 20% over the prior year, and this has translated into growth in ATMR to $18.4 million, as shown on the graph on the right. ATMR represents a calculation of transactions per month, standardized for business day fluctuations, and then multiplied by average revenue per booking. This figure is then annualized and adjusted to remove fluctuations attributable to foreign exchange movements. We use this as a measure of indication of business momentum for our reoccurring revenue. Our February ATMR of $18.4 million represents a 24% over the February 2017 of $14.8 million. We used February as our peak ATMR for 2018, as March, being the last month of the year, was affected by seasonality. Corporate travel booking drops when during holiday periods when personal travel increases. March was affected by Easter falling over the March-April period in 2018, whereas March 2017 was unaffected by holidays. Our reoccurring product revenue at $16.4 million for the year compares favorably to last year's ATMR of $15.3. Thus, $18.4 million for this year is an indicator of progress towards achieving next year's reoccurring product revenue goals. Moving to slide 6. The table provides a breakdown of total operating revenue into its various sources: travel platform revenue, expense platform revenue, supplier commission revenue, other revenue, which largely represents miscellaneous mobile license revenue, and services revenue, which is non-reoccurring. Strong revenue growth was experienced across all categories. The 23% increase in revenue from our travel platform largely correlates with the 20% increase in transaction volumes. In the current year compared to last year, currency impacts did not significantly impact on operating revenue. Last year, an 18% increase in transactions only translated to a 9% increase in revenue due to currency impacts and low minimum volume commitments recognized in 2017 compared to 2016. The difference over and above booking volume increase for 2018 is due to minimum volume commitments recognized for the current year. Minimum volume commitments result from contractual obligations recognized when actual volumes transacted are less than the stated contractual commitments. In 2018, minimum contractual payments of $577,000 have been included and represent 4% of travel platform revenue. As previously announced, we have contracted with Sabre to replace their system, Sabre Online. Customers previously on Sabre system, which are now has an end-of-life date in May 2018, are currently transitioning to Serco-provided Sabre solution, Sabre powered by Serco, or directly to Serco's other solutions via travel management companies who already use Serco products. Minimums this year also include commitments from Tandem Travel, Air New Zealand's corporate travel division, who are also migrating off the Sabre system onto Serco's Xeno platform. The pipeline of customers is expected to positively impact next year's results, as minimums recognized this year are less than the value that would be received if these volumes had transacted for a full year on Serco platforms. The growth in reoccurring sources from Serco expense, up 37% over last year, reflects the success of our travel management company reseller program introduced in prior years. Supplier commission revenue is now significant at $1.3 million and has meaningfully contributed to reoccurring revenues. This shows the success of our key strategy to increase average revenue per booking by adding new revenue streams to our booking platform. It is up 72% over last year, nearly matching the income generated by our expense platform. The attachment rate, or share of bookings generating revenue from additional content, has grown from 3.8% over 2017 to 5.4% for 2018 on a growing transaction base. Other revenues grew by 40% and include license fees for Serco Mobile. Total services revenue was up 35% over the prior year. This also reflects the increase in payments from content suppliers for the integration of their content to our travel platform, as well as growth in the paid work to configure our platforms for customer needs as we onboard new and transitioning corporate customers to our travel and expense platforms. A significant portion of the service revenue also relates to work completed with Flight Center in assisting their migration from Travelport as their GDS provider to Sabre. Other revenue, which includes government grants of $0.96 million, was largely in line with the prior year at $1.07 million. Moving to slide 7. Compared to revenue uplifts, we achieved economies of scale through decreasing costs. Much of the decrease in R&D and operating costs was due to the restructuring undertaken in FY17, including the integration of the Arnold platform at the end of the first half of FY17. We are now benefiting from this lower cost base. Total operating expenses were down 6% from the prior year by $1.1 million for a total of $17.7 million, mainly related to the decrease in remuneration and marketing expenses. Remuneration costs decreased from $12.3 million to $11.7 million. Included was $1.3 million related to long-term incentives in the form of employee share-based payments and short-term incentive performance payments for 2018. This compares to $1 million in the prior year. EBITDA before incentives would have been $3.5 million. Selling and marketing expenses at $1.3 million decreased as a result of focus on assisting the TMCs to resell Circle products rather than related direct sales and marketing support while Xeno was in early stages. With the launch of Xeno in Australasia as well as to the Northern Hemisphere markets, Serco expects selling costs to increase relative to revenue increases in 2019 as product launch is supported. Administration costs at $3.7 million were slightly lower than the prior year, mainly due to the decrease in depreciation and amortization. Depreciation and amortization at $0.6 million was $0.2 million lower than the prior year due to the low value of intangibles. At March 2018, intangibles are $1.6 million. Other expenses at $1.1 million, mainly consisting of hosting costs, increased as expected with the increase in revenue. However, through efficiency savings, these costs increased 13%, while revenues increased 28%. Operating expenses as a percentage of operating revenue decreased 34% to 97%. EBITDA margin was 12%. R&D costs, both expensed and capitalized, at $4.9 million have declined during the year by 16% due to the decrease in the number of development staff. This was due to the integration of the Arnold platform in the first half of the prior year. Software development resource used to support a higher level of services revenue in 2018 has also been excluded from R&D. R&D costs represent 27% of operating revenue for 2018. Capitalized development costs have declined from $0.8 million last year to $0.4 million this year. The majority of costs focused on research at $4.5 million, of which $1 million was funded through government grants received from Callahan Innovation. Research costs were applied to advance our ideas on how Xeno would work to improve the traveler booking experience, including predictive booking, natural language, transactions, chatbots to assist traveler booking, which have been included in our Ask Xeno functionality. Darren will cover off these developments under our strategic initiative review. We expect capitalized development costs to increase in 2019 with further Xeno development as a result of integration of local content for Northern Hemisphere markets and new functionality which will further contribute to increased revenue in 2020 as we add additional new revenue streams. I'm now on slide 8. We achieved both EBITDA positive and profit before and after tax positive as a result of the increase in revenue while controlling costs. EBITDA, which gives a good indication of the cash-based profits available from operations, was $2.2 million. This represents a turnaround of $4.7 million compared to a loss of $2.5 million last year. Thanks to the strong growth in EBITDA, we achieved positive cash flows for this year. Our net cash position at the end of the period was $5.2 million, up from $4.5 million as at the end of March 2017. In summary, Circle has delivered a solid financial result. Strong improvements in all revenue categories and careful management of costs to achieve economies of scale has led to Circle achieving a maiden profit and positive cash flows. I am now going to pass you over to Darren to cover off our strategic outlook on slide 9.
Thanks, Susan. As we've previously communicated, Serco is a three-pronged strategy to deliver market-leading technological innovations to underpin our platform for global expansion, to grow our customer base, and to increase the average revenue per booking. Key to the strategy of innovation has been the development of Xeno, our new premium service, which is creating momentum for the company to grow its customer base into new territories, as well as setting a benchmark for online travel and expense tools within Australasia. We move to slide 10. We've launched Xeno in our second half of FY18, both into our current market and into the targeted Northern Hemisphere market. Zeno allows our customers to book all their business travel services through one interface at their fingertips. Customers are able to make these bookings easily and in compliance with their employees' travel management policies with minimal stress and administration. As previously announced, we signed a global reseller agreement with ATPI, and today we are pleased to announce our agreement with Voyages Travel Encore, a Canadian travel management company. So, Zeno, with its intelligent recommendations, gives users who regularly travel a booking flow that is both visually rich and smart based on their past travel patterns. Zeno's leading-edge user interface allows customers to book travel door-to-door with minimal effort and with the corporate's travel policy. With rich information available for flights, hotels, transfers, and rental cars, suggested as a complete itinerary, Zeno can drive down the costs associated with traveling. And as one of our customers put it, creates a jaw-dropping, simple user experience. We expect to roll out our Ask Zeno service this year. Ask Zeno is a chat and voice-based activated tool that takes advantage of our predictive booking solution that enables travel bookings on the fly. And because Ask Zeno talks to the Zeno backend, every question and every answer is run through the same set of policy checks and rules that are used in our mobile and desktop booking applications. I want to now expand on how Zeno will further be further developed from here. And we're moving through to slide 11. When we built Zeno, our mantra was no more compromises. For the traveler, we built a travel experience to match leisure travel booking, to match the leisure travel booking experience. The travel booker was to have a new, more powerful dashboard and controls that give visibility of spend. The travel management company to receive further income streams through the truly connected marketplace. And for our suppliers, giving them the ability to showcase their content the way they intended it to be displayed and booked. This vision of a customer-centric model of corporate travel management is a world first, and one we are steadily bringing to fruition. With the product roadmap enhancements we have planned over the next few years, we are confident the evolution from the standard online booking tool to our new connected platform that powers all aspects of corporate travel will become the backbone of corporate travel around the world. Our vision is to ensure that we place all the travel requirements of the traveler from where they fly, stay, move, eat, work, play, and rest in one interface that is at their fingertips. We are now working on adding additional content to fill the needs beyond the traditional air, hotel, and car bookings of today. The Zeno Marketplace will allow customers to enable advanced features, information, and, of course, the additional content as they become available. NDC is becoming a big shift in our industry. NDC, or New Distribution Capability, is a new airline reservation system technology that permits Serko to have a direct connection into the airline's own inventory systems, rather than accessing it through the intermediaries. This is important in terms of the streamlining of the booking process, ensuring the fares are available at all times, and those fares and associated benefits are presented and displayed at the airline as how the airline's intended. In FY19, Serko intends to be a leader of this technology change as corporate travel booking tool and expense platform for the future of travel. Serko and Zeno have been recognized for these leading technological advances. We've been named as one of the top corporate travel innovators for 2018 by Skift, a leading travel media company. We're also finalists for High Tech Awards in the Company of the Year category, as well as the most innovative high-tech services category for Zeno. And this is due to be announced on the 25th of May. Further, we are pleased to have been nominated as a finalist for the Air New Zealand Cargo Export Awards in the category of Excellence and Innovation, which will be announced on the 28th of June. We're also a finalist for NZX Emerging Leaders Best Investor Relations Award at the Infins Award held on the 17th of May. So moving on to slide 12 and the initiatives to grow our customer base. Zeno was offered to customers in beta from the first time in October, and we now have new corporates being added or transitioning almost daily with the current onboarding of Tandem customers. We have signed reseller agreements with a number of Australasian travel management customers to resell Zeno as they see the benefits to both retaining and winning new business through Zeno. We expect to continue to transition a significant number of all bookings through the Zeno platform as these travel management companies roll it out to their corporate customers. As mentioned previously, Serko announced in February 2018 that it has signed a global agreement with the ACPI Group, parent company to our current travel management customer, Voyage Travel. ACPI will commence rolling out Zeno to their customers in the UK this quarter. ACPI has plans to follow this up with rollouts in Europe, North America, and then further through 2019. We have significant other interest in the North American market following our appointment of US-based experienced travel leaders, Tony D'Astafo, formerly of Dean, and Rich Miller, formerly of New Travel, who are developing a pipeline of new customers and resellers in that region. As mentioned earlier, we welcome our first Canadian travel management company as Voyager Travel Encore. Meanwhile, discussions are underway with additional travel management companies in Australasia to add Zeno to the services they offer to corporates, including offering this as now a global service. We believe there is a significant gap in the global market for a product like Zeno. Over the current financial year, Serko will be defining and incorporating in-market content connections to further enhance the capabilities in this Northern Hemisphere market. We've restructured the business to define a dedicated business development team. That team is led by John Chalice and combined with Rich and Tony in the US, alongside Paul Turner leading expense. We anticipate further opportunities to expand globally through FY19. Bob Shaw, my fellow co-founder, is working on the global airline relationship and the marketplace initiatives that will both expand the functionality and revenue to Serko. With the appointment of Murray Warner, previously with Concur, as head of Australasia, we look forward to ongoing growth from our home market, both from the expense management platform and, of course, through our travel management platform. So Serko takes data privacy and cybersecurity risk seriously. To this extent, we've appointed Philip Bull to the position of dedicated security officer. Serko maintains its software to payment card industry standard compliant, which is PCI, and has put in place processes to meet the European Union's General Protection Data Regulations, or GDPR standards, which come into effect on the 25th of May. So moving through to slide 13, and the third leg of our strategy, increasing the average revenue per booking. At the heart of our strategy to increase the recurring revenues in our premium offering, is our premium offering Zeno, and the introduction of additional content sources. Over the last year, we've introduced accommodation content from Hotel Hub, HRS Global Solutions, and GTA Gulliver's Travel Associates. Following agreements with these organizations earlier in the year, we also introduced virtual card payments to our customers in partnership with Confirma. As announced earlier this year, we're also working with Air New Zealand to offer content such as seat and meal selection to our customers. The agreement with Air New Zealand will also see our services offered directly to the airline business customers and is expected to go live in the 2019 financial year. As the uptake of Serko solutions increases, we are being sought out by travel-related suppliers to link their content into our ecosystem. Zeno provides the basis to gather these services into one hub to make booking more convenient for the traveller. We're currently working on incorporating rail transportation for the UK and expect further services to be offered through Zeno to include additional rail transportation options and new sources of other ground transportation, as well as other travel-related content such as dining. We're also driving uptake of Serko Expense Platform by incentivizing the travel management companies through revenue share arrangements and enhanced pricing to the corporate to combine their uptake of both travel and expense offerings, which is also generating additional revenue to Serko. So moving through to slide 14, as you'll see from the NZX release this morning, we have provided guidance that we expect operating revenue to grow between 15 and 30%. Momentum continues to build in the business. February's ATMR was $18.4 million, and we're working through a pipeline of customers currently onboarding onto Zeno. We're excited by the interest we have received in the Northern Hemisphere, and we are preparing the business to maximize the return on this interest through into the next financial year. As we undertake this expansion in Europe and North America, we expect sales, marketing, and system development and support operation costs to increase. As a result, we do not expect a substantial uplift on the current EBITDA. The board has a policy of maintaining a strong cash reserve position and will monitor Serko's capital requirements in light of the funding needed to execute growth opportunities, both organic and also inorganic. As previously announced, we intend to undertake a dual listing on the ASX by way of a foreign exempt listing. Subject to ASX approvals, we expect to list on around the 25th of June. Further guidance will be provided at our annual shareholders meeting. That completes our presentation, and before I turn to Q&A, as per slide 15, I draw your attention to our appendix slides after slide 15 for further information. I now hand back to the moderator to facilitate the Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you're calling from a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is off to ensure your signal can reach our equipment. Again, star one to ask a question. We'll go first to Kevin Bennett from Harbor Asset Management. Your line is open.
Congratulations, guys. Just one quick question. Your increase in the Northern Hemisphere, how many additional staff do you expect to add to the firm over the next 12 months?
We don't expect too many more on the selling side, and that they're building quite a substantial pipeline at the moment. What we expect it to go into is a combination of full-time and contract resources into the development side. A lot of the work that we'll be doing is just one-off costs to establish connections, such as connections to Via Rail and Amtrak Rail. Once those are complete, some of those resources won't be needed for the future. So it'll bring some additional costs into 19, and that's one of the reasons why we're looking at keeping that EBITDA maintained through there.
But thanks.
Again, star one to ask a question. We'll go next to Nigel Emsley, who's a private investor. Your line is open.
Good morning. Yes, yeah, certainly looking forward to seeing Serko listing on the ASX soon. I just wouldn't mind going back to slide 12. You mentioned just on these customers going to beta testing with Zeno for the first time in October, and now obviously you're talking about rolling out through ATI and Voyager. Can you just give us an update, say today, how many clients you've actually got trading live, actually booking transactions via Zeno, that perhaps are not in pilots in Australia or perhaps in the US? And, you know, if you could you name a few?
Yes, so we've got hundreds of customers actually on the Zeno platform. So one of the things that was in that speech was the Tandem business unit, which is Air New Zealand's business unit. All of their customers are migrating to the Zeno platform. That platform gets switched off at the last day of this month. And so all of those businesses will be transitioning onto that platform. So it's customers the size of Spark, you know, as New Zealand's telecommunication company. It just as an example. And so it was only in beta phase for the first 8 weeks from October, and then it moved into pilot through to full rollout now.
Okay, so just to be clear, so the majority of your clients are now transacting actually on Zeno, not in pilot.
They're in production, correct? So Tandem customers are transacting in production, not pilot.
Okay, thanks very much.
Great, you're welcome.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Star 1. I'll pause for a moment to give everyone a last chance to signal. We have no further questions. Oh, I'm sorry, we did get a question in the queue. Douglas Lau from Forte, your line is open.
Okay, Darren. Just to follow up on that question, are there any learnings from how customers have transacted on Zeno, like average bookings, average revenue per bookings up, attachment rates up?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point, Doug. It's what we're seeing with the shift in this technology is as it moves from a travel coordinator centric model to a piece of technology that the travelers love to sort of use and book themselves, we're seeing managed travel hotel attachment move from around 40 to 50% for a hotel attached to a booking to in the high 70s. So we're seeing quite, you know, that's probably an 80 to 90% increase in attachment of hotel content as it's moving out. And that was a core part of the design of Zeno, was to attach the right content through that sort of process. And we are seeing those statistics come into play. It's having the effect of what we wanted through a truly connected environment, which encourages us, of course, to bring the further content into play through that model as well.
Cool. Great. And just another question, just the 15 to 30% revenue growth you've guided to, how much of that is actually just pure organic versus how much of that is coming from sort of new markets or geographies you're entering into?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that's the organic side of that. And the new markets one, as we connect on each of those different content streams into those markets, will start to contribute through into there. As we mentioned, ATPI is coming on in this quarter, so we'll start to reflect some of that revenue, but we've got to roll out across multiple countries in there and connect that through, so it will have more, the Northern Hemisphere market will flow more into the 2020 financial year than this, so a lot of that stuff will be generated through from our Zeno platforms and the current organic side.
Sure. So the flat EBITDA you're talking about, most of that cost is actually just going into growth, which you expect to actually get some revenue a year later.
Yeah, so the difference today is that we're applying that capital into forward contracts that are signed. So we're sort of moving from finding demand to actually executing on that demand. And I think that's the big shift in our business today, is that we're now focused on that execution towards the demand that we've received from building technology and finding the customers. We've won significant contracts that can enable us to execute forward within those markets. And so that capital expenditure, which is going into connecting up those markets to get those first TMC resellers on board, will then be able to be used for other travel management companies. And, of course, we don't have to spend that a second or third time through that process.
Great. Good there. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
And we have no further questions in the queue. I'll turn it back to you for any closing remarks.
Okay, so just a closing note, the Serko team, of course, is pleased to present these results on the back of a successful year for the company. We'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the support of our shareholders Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the call today. We look forward to talking with you over the next few days for those who have scheduled an investor meeting. If in the meantime you have any questions, then please do not hesitate to come back to either myself or Susan. And thanks again, everybody, for attending the call today.
And that concludes our call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.